Zeichen Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Yisrael Pilchas, Zeichen Nishmas Daniel Shein, Bas Yeshua Falak. Okay, good morning, everybody. Okay, packet 32, Inyan Dam Besulim. So, Dam Besulim means high middle bleeding. In other words, the membrane, after Tashmish, you know, could, the first time or the first couple of times, could break, and really, al pi din, the original din, was that that's damaka, because that has nothing to do at all with uterine blood. There should be really no difference between dam besulim and a nosebleed. And in fact, in the time of the Mishnah, it was considered a kula, because again, dam maka is a kula. So the Mishnah says tinoke shelo higia zman aliros. In other words, she is not reached the time that she gets a period. So zman hazeh, someone's not getting married so early, but it was different back then. Venices, she got married. Beshami omim nosnim lo arba lelos. In other words, so the couple could be together for 4 nights, even though she's gonna bleed, because since she didn't reach the time of her period, so all this 4 nights you could assume is what is damaka. It's from the besulim. Because in the time of the Mishnah, as I said, Dam Besulim was a kula. It was a kula. So therefore, those 4 nights you could still consider as a kula. Beisela Omrim Achetichya Hamaka. And Beisela says, until the maka gets healed. The Gemara says, "Akama Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Kol Zman She Nocheres." Right, so this could be what does that mean? So the Gemara says, "Ki Amisa Kamei Deshmu Amar Li Nechiruzu Eini Yode Mahu Elo Kol Zman She Harok Motzi B'Toch Pe Machmas Tashmish Nechiru Dukam Hechidami." So, in other words, so he says, as long as the maka is not healed, so you can still consider it mutter, because it's da maka. So that could be even later time, right? So again, it's all the kula, Dam Besulim. The question is, how long do you get the kula for? Because after a while, you know, it's no longer from the makah. But Maisa, we're talking about a girl who didn't get her period yet. So it's, Shami says you have 4 nights. You could still assume that it's not period, because maybe now she's getting it for the first time. But it's unlikely. So at least for the first 4 nights, you can still consider it's from the Besulim, and from the Besulim is a kula. And Beis Hillel Omrim Achetichya Maka could be even longer. He gives manal to us, but say she now is a person who is of the age to get her period, but you see, the first person was a person who wasn't even the age to get the period. Now she's the age of getting the period, but she didn't get it yet. So now it's more of a precarious situation that maybe it's not damaka, because at least she's the age of the period. So Beis Shammai says you give her only the first night. That means if she, they have tashmish the first night and she bleeds, she's mutter. Beis Hillel omrim ad motzoi Shabbos. And Beis Hillel says until, and Rashi says she gets married on Wednesday, so until motzoi Shabbos. Now, what if the third type of girl is she's already got her period before she got married? So, Beis Shammai says the first Bilas Mitzvah is okay. You could assume that's still Damaka. Also, one Bia they could have, and she'll still be Mutter. And then, but after that, if there's more blood after that, then she'll be usher. Beis Hillel omrim kol halayla kula. So Beis Hillel, of course, is more makel. So then the Gemara says like this. So in the case of the Mishnah, all the whole din of dam besulim was always a kula. It was always a kula. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rabba Geres nosim lo layla rishon mani milu shelo rasa. Of a rasa, now the Mishnah is giving you, the Rav is giving you a case of Bogeris. She's even older. So now it's more of a case that it wouldn't be Dam Besulim. It wouldn't be Dam, you know, it could be Dam Nidina. She's already Bogeris. I mean, then Bogeris, you know, she's 12 and a half. I mean, that's considered she's old now. She's a Bogeris. So now if they're going to be together and there's blood, very likely it could be Damnida. So Rav says, you give her the Laila Harishon, the whole first night. You could assume it's still Dam Besulim. And it's Kula. Fahadim Ili Shalorasa. That's if she's a Bulgarian and she didn't get her period yet. But Rasa, if she's already got her period when she was a Bulgarian, Eila Ela Bilas Mitzvah Vesulo. So then she gets the Bilas Mitzvah, and that's it, Vesulo. The Pashup Shot means that. So that's what it means. What does that mean? The Bilas Mitzvah Vesulo. So it means that the Bilas Mitzvah, you could still assume that's Dam Maka. So she still gets the Tliya from the Bilas Mitzvah. But then the Gemara says on Samachay on the base, page 2, Tanya of Sein Chozu Venindu Boal Bilas Mitzvah Porish. So that's a Chiddush now, because we never saw that sheet before. In other words, this sheet of Boal Nosin Le Bilas Mitzvah means you give her the Bilas Mitzvah that she's still Mutter. After that, is there any blood, she's going to be Osir. But after the Bilas Mitzvah, she's still Mutter. And here the Gemara says that after the Bilas Mitzvah, you have to be Porish. After the Bilas Mitzvah, you have to be Porish. So the question is why? See, this is the first time that we see Bilas Mitzvah as an Isser. Till now, Bilas Mitzvah, Dam Besulim is a Kula. This is the first time we're seeing that Dam is. So the question is, where does that come? Why is that? The Hechitesi, because till now everything was Boal Bilas Mitzvah, and at least either you could still get another 4 nights, or the whole night. Whole night means you could be together multiple times. So the Rush on page 3 says nearly the tamchum mezul lo b'shvil shenecha shem yotzadam ben amakorim dam besulim. No, it's not a chashash that we feel that maybe there's real dam nida there, because it's a makkah. So what is it? So he says, the second arrow there. Hachi perusha. Avol gav dechmiu lasos. Lasos a kenida. Acha bivazu. Nosnu b'chol bivazu she evil v'imur v'kem shechmiu bivazu lasos a kenida. Hilcha chavil bov v'lamot sadam. Came the rov nashim yishlam dam besuvim. Hashin shem hayasham tibes dam kechardel v'nevad. So what's the? So why all of a sudden we're being machna here? So he says, the key thing is here, further up, the last word on is the be'ilas. In other words, if you could have all these different permutations between Higiyah Zman and Logiyah, that's too complicated for people to hold cup in all these permutations. So they want Hilkach, his Kimura Baseinu Hashvas Kulon, Litein Lehem Din Chumash B'Chumras. So they said, we're going to go with the most Chumra scenario, and every case will get that halacha. Instead of telling me, oh, if it's Higiyah Zman and Logiyah, you know, there's five different calculations here. It's too complicated for people. So he'll see that Shmos Kulam Litem Lehem Din Chumash B'Chumash Dahinu Bogeres Sharasa. So Bogeres Sharasa is the most Chumar Dika scenario, because she's already a Bogeres, she's already 12 and a half, and she got a period beforehand. So that's the most Nosim Mobilis Mitzvah Perish Nosim Mosa Habia Shabor Kadako Vagomer Biyoso. So this is the most chomerdika thing. So what's the halach in this chomerdika thing? So he's saying that the chiddush is that nosnu bilas mitzvah means that you take your osa after the beer ishona. So what's the kula of nosim lo that you get the full beer? Because normally if a person in the middle of tashmish, say he's having tashmish and his wife got her period in the middle of tashmish, so then he can't stay in anymore because she's in nida, but then he can't come out either. Because if he comes out being erect, he's going to get pleasure coming out. So he can't do that either. So he has to lose the erection while he's still in and then come out. So the chiddush over here is that he doesn't have to do that with dam besulim. Since it's not really dam nida fully, it's still really the only dam naka. So we say that you can be Purish even with an Aver Chai, even with an erect Aver. Most of the Ozobil should bulk a dark of a gomer, be also a tzarch lifrosh דרך שמשמש. אלא פורש אפילו בקושי אף על פי שיצא עשו הודו עשו גביר. We give him the first beer, but after that, tak is also. After that, tak is also. So that's the most chomer scenario, because after that, we don't want to permit anymore, because maybe now it'll be real dumb. But the question is, but why is that? Why should we be so chomer? I mean, the whole din of the Gemara is in the Mishnah is always Lakula. So what's the trap? So there are a couple of reasons given in the poskim. On page 6 here, they have the Tshuva of Haigon. He says, Sha'altem was Isha Besuva. He says, because when a woman is going to have her beer rishona, she's going to get very nervous. When she gets so nervous, that could cause real dam needed to come out. So therefore, we're choshesh that maybe real dam needed came out. So therefore, after the first bia, she has to be Purish. If the first beer, she has to be Purish. That's the Svara of the Tshuvas HaGaonim. And the same thing is found in Yerushalmi. There's Yerushalmi on page 9. It says, Tani Kala Asur the basic Shiva, also little, yeah. My Tani Efsha Shalo Yotza Dam Nida Im Dam Besulim. The Rechosh is that maybe Dam Nida came out with the Dam Besulim. So that's one reason given. Then there's a Tshuvas HaRashba here on page 10. He says like this, again, really, she should be mutter after the beer rishona. Really, she should be mutter after the beer rishona. Why? Because it's damaka. So one teretz was that the Rush says because once she's a bagaris, so we didn't want to be makel to treat her like damaka, because it could be that still it's dam besulim, because she's already got a period once. So. And the Yerushalmi and the Tshuvas HaGaonim say, no, we're afraid that the actual intercourse itself will cause Dam Nida to come out with the Makkah. And the Rashba writes, for the B'suv Yesh L'Hachmir L'fi She'ena El Sha'achas U'Pamachas. See, normally, when a person has a Makkah, we're Mako, right? Person has a Makkah, we're Mako. But here, because if a person has a mach and you can be machmir, then you can be machmir forever. Right? A person has an infection or something like that. Of course you have to be mako, or else you'll always ask her. But this maka is a one-time maka. Sha'achas upamachas. V'malkanim tichu shafata osra ubaila. In other words, a maka, we mako, right? But there is a possibility still that it could be done besulim, so it's a kula. You so mech on the makom. But and we really don't want to be mekel on a makom either. Makom is not done because who knows? Maybe it's not a makom. You know what I mean? But if you're not going to be making a maka, you can be asking her forever, you know, or for a long time. But if it's a one-time maka, you know, so then that maka, they continue to be, not to be told on that maka. Okay, and... So these are different reasons why they ask it. Down the soul. So that's hymenal bleeding. So let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Kuf Tzadik Gimel, page 14. Hakones Sula Bal Bilas Mitzvah V'Gomer B'Oso U'Porish Miyad Afil Hikana Shlo Yigiyaz Mano L'Ros V'Loros V'Afil B'Adka V'Lomot Adam T'Mei Hashem. Yeah. So even if I feel bad called Matzadam to me, Hashem, yeah. Hagav yesh makil mularos adam. V'nogu lokem mlogom ha-bia. In other words, what question is, but what if they had bia and there was no dam? What if there was bia and there was no dam? So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Feel bark of lomot adam tmeya." Shemer rasa tibas dam kechayil v'chipel shivka zera. Now, even if there was no dam, you still have to be porish, because we're afraid that maybe there was semen that covered up the dam. But he says there are some shittas that say if she didn't see dam, he could be mekel. The nogul hakel im logom or bia raka araba loros adam. Vala bia mamish tzarich lifrosh from menafel pish loros adam. So this is the pshar in the Shulchan Aruch, that if the woman had a bia rishona and there was dam, so then you parish. That's dam besulim. If there was no dam, so then it could be mutter unless there was a bia gemura. If there was a bia gemura, so then they have to be parish. Because by a bia gemura, we assume that the shechva zera covered it up. So the question is, what is a bia gemura? So the Sidrei Tara says, he needed the whole Eiver to be nichtas. And you see, a lot of times people think they had a bia. This is one of the big problems that comes up in Hilchas Nida, is that the couple has intercourse and they didn't have blood, and they assume they had a bia gemura, and then they're porish, you know, and then the second time they're together they see blood. So what's the answer? The answer is that really shows that the first bia wasn't really a bia gemura, and they didn't know what they were doing. And then they ask themselves double for no reason. This happens all the time. Because they don't ask Shaila, and they're just Purish. And they say, oh, it was no Dam, and it was a big Gemurah, and they got in. But just because he got in doesn't mean it was a big Gemurah. It wasn't a big Gemurah a lot of times. But they don't know yet what a big Gemurah really is. And then the next time they're together, then there's Dam. So it wasn't a... Whatever, either they passed it on their own, or whoever, there was a mistake. And then they asked themselves double for no reason. So that's why you have to know what you're doing and know who, you know, to ask the right shayla. So you would be, because a lot of times people don't have any beer the first night, let alone a beer gemura. And even when they finally get it, it doesn't come right away a beer gemura. So that's what the Sidrei Torah here writes on page 18. So Shukosh will gomer biyasa ara karle. So he says, "Tell me, Davka, when the Chazatar the Mati Belarasa." So Pshita, the Chazatar will chodin kind of shows besulim, because the Metzius is what's the point? As we assume there was Dam, but you can only really assume there was Dam if there was a Bia Gemura. If there wasn't a Bia Gemura, even Rolever. It's not, according to the Sidrei Torah, is not a Bia Gemura for these purposes. Because who says Rav Eiver is deep enough to have broken the Besulim? That's where the final colony reads on page 19. The Kosu HaPoskim quotes the Chachmas Adam and others. That should hichnis kol ha'aver who bechlal ha'ara. That's only tchilas bia. Av shechnis yosim ha'tara. Even though it's more than just a crown, still that's not good enough. L'chei shol bor mor shalochis kol ha'aver. V'gam lo motz Adam ach ha'tashu eina neser salav. So that's the shita that I always follow in the halacha. That has to be the whole Eiver. There are others that are a machmir. The Noda Behuda in page 17 is machmir. That the Rosh HaTorah is the Ara. But if you did more than just the Rosh HaTorah, then that's Gomer. So they're going to be machmir there. But I'm telling you, from experience, it's not going to break if it's just the Rosh HaMuashmur and the Rosh HaTorah. And also, Rav Abadi points out, if the person loses the erection in the middle, that's also not considered the Kol HaEver, because the whole point is, it went so far. But if it did go so far, in other words, the whole Eiver got in, but the time the whole Eiver got in, it lost the fullness of the erection, that's also not going to necessarily break it. In other words, you have to have a scenario that for sure it's going to break it, and there still wasn't Dam. Now, there's another point to this also, is that some women have loose besulim. They don't have... In other words, like Dr. Fertel, Zichron Olivracha, he was an OBG in Flatbush. He was the first doctor that I used to have a shaykhus with to discuss nida shaykhus. Unfortunately, he was nifta not too long ago. He and his wife had a practice together. So he said it was, you know, a lot of times you have a loose... You see, the only reason it breaks is... Marshal Marbadovadoma, he would say, it's like you have a rubber band and you hold it tight. And then you take your finger and you go
pressure on it, it's going to snap. But if the rubber band is a loose rubber band, it'll just go with the flow. And then, just because you had a Bia Gemura doesn't mean that it's going to even break. Some women, as Dr. Fertel told me, their hymen only breaks with their first baby. Because they have a loose hymen, so even though the whole aver comes in, it won't break. But if a whole baby comes out, then it's going to snap. Even if you have a loose rubber band, but then you take a whole baby out through the loose rubber band, it's going to snap. But if you only have the aver going in, so if the hymen is taut, so then it'll snap. But if not, not. So that's what Rabbi Dr. Fratello always would say. You know, people think it's such a nace. And therefore, people get pregnant even when they're a psula. Because if it's a loose hymen and they have intercourse and then the husband deposits the semen inside, then the semen can get through. Right? And then impregnate the wife. That's why he says it's not such a big nace. If you want to say by Yashka that his mother was a psula when he was born, it's not such a big thing. Anyone could be that. Because if you have a loose hymen, you'll deposit the semen and it'll go in and impregnate her. So that's the story. So, but at least it has to be a Bia Gemura. Because if it's not a Bia Gemura, so that's the Din of Shulchan Aruch. If you had a Bia Gemura, and there was no doubt, then you have to be Matnim. But if it's not a Bia Gemura, then no. The Moshe Feinstein has a Kula also. So what if the hymen was broken through an instrument? Page 25. That the doctor, for some reason, sometimes the hymen is too tight and the couple is going to have difficulty having intercourse, so the doctor opens it up. So the doctor opens it up with an instrument, and of course, she'll bleed. But then Rav Moshe Paskin, that won't be, even though that's Dam Besulim, but it won't have the halach of Dam Besulim. Because the halach of Dam Besulim is only when it comes out through intercourse, through Tashmish. Because that's the whole Svara, that during Tashmish, for the first time, she's so nervous, or whatever, that could cause the real Dam Nida to come out. But if it's just the doctor doing it, I want to ask Rav Abadi Yishayla, what if it's not through Tashmish, but it's in the context of intimacy? Say, for example, the husband put his finger inside the Osomakom, and so in general, you know, as Ravadi points out, that's mutter to do. But Lamaisa, if you do it the first night, you could liable to poke out the basulim with your finger, and it'll get all messy. All the dam will get all over the place. So I don't recommend someone to do that. But say they did it. So will that be under? So Rav Moshe says it's through Tashmish. But this is not Tashmish, even though it's in the context of intimacy. So I could see somebody have said that maybe this is Usher also, because she also maybe could feel that nervousness and such a thing. But Rabbi Bari thought that has to be Dafka, according to Rav Moshe, it has to be Dafka Derech Tashmish. That's with the Aver. And that was some, even though it's in the context of intimacy. Okay, now the shaila that comes up is, what about Bia Shnia? What about Bia Shnia? Because, like Rabbi Tuchman once pointed out, it does say in the Rashba that it's, you know, we mach me over here because it's it's Pamachas. The Rabbi Tuchman pointed out, maybe one could have said that it's, you know, Kipshuto, Pamachas. Only the second time that there's Dam Besul, the second beef is Dam Besul, it would be okay. But we usually assume not that way. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, he writes Beferish on page 22. He said, "Dover da yadu abadu gumanusa shaloba bia achas kalu habesulim." It was usually the besulim are not gone with just one beer, so then there can be more blood the second time, and that can be very difficult. That the kalu is going to have to be parish again and again and again. So in a chanami. So he says, the Orach HaShulchan, that it could be multiple times. Here's Gemma Chavei Torah, and he wrote B'sul and Flom Gemma Shlishis. Lachin Tzrichas L'zor L'Limus Otsal Asodin Gemma Pam Shniyav L'Shlishis. Why Yesh Odena Dan B'sulim Afi Me'inu Odom Kol Kach Mekom Yechim Lo Shal Hachmer B'fro Shei Medeku Pam Rishon Afim Asodin Noki B'dam Lo Chashin L'Chi Pershev L'Zor Bach B'Pam Harishon. But he says, but the, so there can be more than one time that there's Dan. So you look on the sheets. But if you had to be a Gemura, you don't have to, the concept that you have to be machmir by Bir Gemurah, even if you didn't see it, is only by the Bir Rishonah. By the Bir Shniyah, if she already had Dan Besulim, and now you're, and she had a Bir Gemurah afterwards, and we said there still could be Dan Besulim, but for that far you don't have to go, to assume that there was no Dam in the Bir Shniyah, and maybe it's, the Sheikh Lazara covered it up that much, you don't have to be machmir. However, there is a tshuva from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, from the Tzemach Tzedek. The Tzemach Tzedek. Is it set up? Is it in this packet? So what's the din if there's like the beer schneer? Let's see. In the supplement, it's in the supplement. In the supplement, on page 7. If they had Bia Rishon and then they had Dan Besulim, and then they had Bia Shnia with the Kesem, Pachas Miki Gris. And she had pain, so it was probably more about Dan Besulim. So he says, "Meikir dina yanir laniyas ninety shebetavul shekishetavulish shenis harulot tarik came and shenimtza kesem rach pachas mikigris." He says that maybe if it's less than a gris, maybe you could be making a beer shnia. Because the person who was machmir thought it was pain, so it was probably another dam besulim. So she went again to the mikveh. And during the third beer, she went to the mikveh the fourth time. And the fifth time, So this woman was going, kept bleeding and bleeding and bleeding, and she kept going to the mikveh again and again and again. So the Tzemach Tzedek says she really didn't have to do that. And he explains why is that. Because in the Mishnah, Dam Besulim was a kula. And we followed by Bogeres. He said the kula is only for the Bir Rishona. Because the Bir Rishona was still assumed that it's Dam Besulim. After that, it could be Dam Midah. So just like the original kula, because we only had a tliya, not the last thing we said, but the second to last thing we said, that you make only on the Bir Rishona. So the tliya was only on the Bir Rishona. So therefore, the chumra maybe should also only be on the Bir Rishona. Just like when we're machmir, when we're making in the Gemara, it said we're making on the Bir Rishona. So we mach. To assume that was Dam Besulim, so the Chum also. So he says, that just like when we're Makel in the originally to assume it was Dam Besulim, that was on the Bir Rishona. So too, when we're Machmir, we're just Machmir on the Bir Rishona, and after that, you could assume it's a regular Kesem. And we could say it's coming from the Makolos. And Rav Avadi Yosef thought that who had been Tzivonim after the Bir Rishona, you could be making one. So he says, Migo Din on page 7, Hayanir Lani Adnaiti Shavakshir Tavla Shainis, Hayaroyim Tara Kevin Shanimsa Kesem Rachpach as Migris. Okay, they should close the Bikina, Kamosha Nimsa Kama Shamakoma. And can you have a little Kuloros Adam? Loros Apostle Lufian Yazdaiti Shavakshir Hakel. So that's what he writes here. He says, "Kitzur on page 8, b'psula afshe b'bilu shona machmir af below nimtzadam, aval shetav lachar b'bilu shona pam shniyim lo matzadam, you could be mekel if there's no matzadam." And then he says, it's the same thing, you could be Makel on the Bir Shnia. To be Makel on Pachas Mikigris. Because we're Machmir. He says, Levinin, I call Pana Emachmir, Yosef Me Ashurim, Shaniska Mishnah. Whatever they make a lawn in the Mishnah, we have to be machmir, but not more than that. So he says that that's the, according to the Rosh, everyone gets a din of Bogeres.
and therefore, but so therefore, if there's a kesem on the second mia, you can be mekel. If it's pachas mikigris, it can be toila v'makoyos. And Rabbi Vad Yosef says it's tam tzivonim, and also you could be mekel on the second, even though it's tam besulim. Some would say that no, the tam besulim is a separate gedder. And there's a Chuvas Marsham here that also assumes that you, by tam besulim, even if it's on from a doctor, you have to be machmir. But the merchant was mekel of that. And there's also a question of that there's an issur yichud, right? The person didn't have beer rishona, they didn't have and the Yamshel Shlomo is very machmir. He says that he needs to have a beer gemura to get rid of the issur yichud. Rav David Feinstein once told me as long as the couple tries, it's mutter. In other words, even though they didn't, a lot of times couples try, it takes some time till they consummate the marriage. But he said as long as they try, so even though they weren't much left to even have a beer at all, Rav David told me that they could be mekel on the issur yichud, that if she becomes a nida subsequently before they even had the beer rishona, they could be mekel. There's a tshuva also here from the Tshuva Shai on page 12 about a woman who got married. So the second time she had tsar, and it was at night. So at night you can't see what's there. Maybe so there was maybe more damasulim. So he wants to say a chiddush. See, what are you saying? You're going to ask her after the beer is shown, or you're going to ask her, you're not going to say it's dam besulim. It's only if it's a lot of dam after the beer is shown. Then maybe that's period. The neshavas rov dam, alam adam, kidecha besulim, shemotzim tipa tipas, kos ma shaday wa kol besulim, kol kai gam luchim, mozad, midam besulim, kasiv, hachi day wa kol tosefta. So Rav Chazal lo osru. He says that really dam besulim should be mutter, so we asked it. Like the Sebuch Tzedek says, Kefir cases in the Mishnah. But then after that, when Machmir, that's only if there's a lot of dam. But if there's only a little dam, then we could be makel on dam besulim. They asked the dam besulim, but then after that, they didn't ask it forever. Then you go back to dam besulim zekula, unless there was. But if there was a lot of dam, there was a flow right afterwards. Then you can't be told that of the dam besulim, and then you'll be machmir. Okay, so this is the story for dam besulim for the time being. And Bez Hashem, tomorrow will continue. As Hashem, Siyata Dishmaya. Maybe we'll do a couple more things in this packet that we didn't do yet. They have to do Bedikah, Sifrei Halachah Tashmish. And keep going from there. Bez Hashem. Okay, good morning, everybody. It's Natan and Ben and Zach and MZ and Ezra and Sani. Wish everyone a good day, and Bez Hashem tomorrow will continue. Siyata Dishmaya.